pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney. They didn't have what it takes to be astronauts. They don't fit the foreign diplomat mold. Their computer science careers were cut short. And the banking world still blanches at the mere mention of their names. But when it comes to sports in central Nebraska, they know their stuff. And so without further ado, mostly because we're out of it, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation presents The Doug and Danny Show.
And good morning, everyone. Welcome to a Monday edition of the Doug and Danny Show here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us on this 7th day of January. Or is it the 14th? Can it be the 7th again? Can it be the 7th? Can we play the national championship game tonight and then talk to a couple of coaches about how to win NFL playoff games? I am despondent. I am sad. I am upset. I watched some football yesterday I saw two teams that were better than they actually played yesterday, and all the Dallas, that's fine. Bring it on. That's fine. Send us your emails, DougAndDaddy@ESPNSuperstation.com, and be happy that all you Giants fans out there have somebody to watch. That takes us to our poll question. That's right. It is the Prairie Hills poll in one question for this week. Who do you want to see in the Super Bowl? Not who do you think is going to be there, because that's an easy selection. You just pick the favorites. That's whatever. Who do you want to be in the Super Bowl? Packers, Giants, New England, San Diego. The Lions are out, Daddy. Green Bay favored by 7, and New England opened at 14. It's already went to 15.
Amazing, isn't it? And probably a lot of that has to do with the question marks and all the injuries that were all day long on Sunday for the Chargers, but the true meaning of the word team, and they said that in the post game, and people stepped up, people made plays. Guy from Boise State had 8 catches all year, stepped up, made a great, I can't even say the guy's name, Luol Dang or something. It's nonetheless, they found a way to get it done, especially after many people thought the officiating was totally one-sided against the Chargers for at least the first 3 quarters. Some, the pass interference down the sideline, they still shake my head. Cannot believe they called that. That was a hold on Antonio Cromartie's interception return. So many things. But nonetheless, they found a way to get it done. Doug, the first thing I did this morning, get the newspaper, and I open it up, and I look at the statistics, though, of the Dallas Cowboys and New York Giants game. 13 more minutes in time of possession the Cowboys had the ball. 13 more minutes. We ran 27, and I say we because we're big Cowboy fans. We ran 27 more plays than the New York Giants. We had 7 more first downs. We had 106 total yards more than them.
How many more penalty yardage did we have?
We had 11 penalties for 84 yards, and they had 3 for 25.
Spiking the football into the 25-second clock, not a penalty, by the way. Not a penalty. That's not taunting. That's not excessive celebration. Go ahead, take a 15-yard run and throw the ball at the 25-second clock, Jacobs. I am burnt. I am steamed. When it all comes down to the end here, the Giants won the football game. Fine. Dallas beat the Giants twice. Fine. So you won this one. Yay, woohoo, yay. And hopefully you get rolled next week, because if you want to see the Giants in the Super Bowl, you're sick. But here's all the touchdown before halftime, total breakdown on Dallas's defense. They give that up. Patrick Creighton, hope you enjoyed the money you won on the game yesterday, because obviously you didn't show up to play, and they just kept throwing it to him. But someone has to explain to me, you're talking about the calls in the Colts and Chargers game. Somebody out there, and we were watching the game with some officials yesterday, obviously not NFL officials, but I want to know how in the world, I think it was Ware, wasn't it? Wasn't that who was flagged 15 yards for blocking Michael Strahan as he attempted to get up off the ground while the play was still in motion. The play was still ongoing. Strahan goes up. What do you think Strahan's going to do when he gets up? Yeah, probably continue on the play and try and go and tackle or hit somebody. He's getting up. It's a clean hit, not led with the head, not spearing. and a 15-yard penalty that continues the drive, which directly results in the final points of the ballgame. And you cannot tell me that that play did not directly influence the outcome of that football game. I know that you can't sit here and harp on officiating all the time, but explain to me how that flag was thrown. That gave them the first down, and that extended the drive, of which they scored, and that was the end of the football game. Although Dallas had their opportunities, guess what? They got the ball in decent field position, up 17-14 in the fourth. Well, it would have been the end of the third quarter, and who knows? A lot more comfortable when you're ahead than when trying to come from behind in the fourth quarter of a playoff game.
Dougie, but okay, I can see the point. It was just a bad call. It has to be a bad call. And I'd like to hear it explained. We won't get to see it explained.
No, yeah,
CBS wouldn't even show a replay yesterday of certain things. You know, it baffles me, though, that on the last drive, the final drive of the ball game, who false starts for the Dallas Cowboys? Flozell Adams. Not a rookie. Not a second-year guy. How long has Flozell Adams been? He was playing when I became a Cowboy fan watching Randy White, Danny White, and Flozell Adams.
Most penalized lineman in the league. Adams is, yeah. Most false starts on the year out of any lineman.
Unbelievable.
The big fella just doesn't have good balance. Gets to leaning forward and look out.
Hi, Ed Too Tall Jones, Randy White, Flozell Adams. Doug Cosby was a tight end, for God's sakes, and Flozell.
Golden Richards.
See, that's before me. I don't remember. Butch Davis, Drew Pearson, Flozell Adams. Unbelievable. Just sickening. And I'm looking down here.
Luis Sendejas.
Luis and Rafael
Septien.
He got in trouble for beating up his wife and beating up some kids or something.
I don't know.
I think
that was Lawrence Phillips.
No, that was Rafael Septien.
Anywho, so we can sit here and complain and whine, but we are in the same boat as most of our friends. All I can tell you right now is that of the four teams remaining, Central Nebraska must be rooting, and Nebraska must be rooting for Green Bay, because I can't tell you that I know any New York Giant fans. I can't tell you that I know any New England Patriot fans. The kids are starting to become Patriot fans. As we
talked about, Stacey.
Well, we talked about yesterday. Oh, yeah, ex-Stoney on the show. They've been winning now. And when you're a kid, you look to follow a winner. You follow a Tom Brady. You follow a whoever you want to follow. And New England, obviously, you're going to start to see a lot of New England fans here in the next 5 years with these kids. And San Diego, there's a couple out there. There's a couple out there that we know that are Charger fans. But it looks like New England, Green Bay in the Super Bowl, which it would, I think, it'll be compelling. I think San Diego, Green Bay would be a better game. But, boy, if Green Bay somehow could win the Super Bowl.
Would not that be something?
I believe I was told to my face twice, well, at least once in the last 10 days here, that if Green Bay does win the Super Bowl, I do get to get on the flight, all expenses paid.
Yeah, that would certainly be interesting. That was
free pizza for everyone. 1-888-455-ESPN. You can email us, Doug and Daddy, at ESPNSuperStation.com. Coming up in the second half of the show today, Andy Markowski, Nebraska basketball analyst, is going to join us to talk about the Huskers game against Kansas, what it really means, and where this team is headed. I chalked it up as to, you know they're going to get beat. You got beat. Forget about it. Move on. So that's all coming up as well. UNK sweeps Western State. They play UNO tonight. Two nationally ranked teams in Division II. The Hastings men play Division II nationally ranked South Dakota, who's still unbeaten going into this weekend. That's tonight on 12:30 a.m. KHAS. Hastings men lost yesterday, so that does not bode well for tonight's contest. Hastings women, a winner over Dakota Wesleyan. And the UNK wrestling team, well, they finished fourth at the Cliff Keen National Duels, a very close loss to Central Oklahoma in the consolation, 21-19. Hastings had a good, successful tournament, and Nebraska wrestling, probably the story of the weekend. They upset number one Penn State in the quarterfinals and went all the way to the finals before being beaten in Iowa by number two Iowa. So those some of the sports headlines of the day. And if you want to give us a buzz or if you want to send us an email to talk about any of that, that's fine. Let's go to the email. After watching the pro football playoff games yesterday, I consumed mass quantities of humble pie. In addition, I drank a full bottle of anti-gloat medicine and even slept on a bed of nails so I could awaken today in a very charitable mood. If I had not done that, I would have written something like, "How about them Cowboys?" As a result of the self-mortification, I can only say today I am not very fond of the Dallas Cowboys. Ken, who earlier in the season made fun of us that they are not America's team anymore. Thanks, Ken. Now get back in the bed of nails.
And I'm looking down here at the statistics of the Colts and Chargers, and I see the officials are listed. And I see the back judge's name is Luckett.
Now, Phil,
Luckett.
We call heads. Heads it is. Detroit, you win the toss. No, I called it. Detroit, you win the toss.
That's the guy. That is the official, people, and everybody remembers the bus. It was Jerome Bettis made that call. Tails. He calls heads. It's like, what?
No.
Unbelievable. Why is he in the league?
He's earning a paycheck. Earning a paycheck.
I'm sure they're very, very reputable individuals.
How are your picks, by the way, over the weekend? We talked about yesterday's games. We didn't talk about Saturday very much because of the two big, huge upsets yesterday. But Green Bay, the one that everybody thought might be close, was not, although it should have been. Green Bay down 14-0, and they're up before the quarter even hardly turns there at 21-14, and they move on to win. And then New England defeats Jacksonville, and it should have been probably worse than the score indicated. They had a couple of opportunities to get in the end zone and a field goal that they did not capitalize on. But so the underdogs of all these big spreads went 3-1. The only favorite to cover the spread was in the first game against Green Bay. And in the playoffs, the team to score first has won twice. The first game, Seattle over Washington, and the last game, the Giants over the Cowboys. So the team that scored first, 2-6.
As for my selections, Douglas, I went 2-2. Hit the first two, Green Bay and Jacksonville, and I missed yesterday terribly bad.
Okay, who do you want to see? It's the Prairie Hills poll in one question. Who do you want to see playing Super Bowl Sunday, the 3rd of February?
You know what? I think a matchup with Green Bay and New England, I think everybody wants to see New England have a shot in the biggest game of the year. And I want to see Green Bay and Mr. Favre, if this magical ride can somehow continue.
Well, I want to see a good game. But I don't. So if New England's in the Super Bowl and we get a good game, that would be great. I just don't see that happening. So I think Green Bay and San Diego would be pretty intriguing. Although to have Bill Belichick have to comment to the press a little bit more during Super Bowl week would always be exciting as well. Who do you want to see?
I
want to see Green Bay, New England.
I just cannot. You know what? I go back to the, and people remember this pass because it was a time when Jacksonville had to make a stop if they were going to continue to be in that ballgame. Brady avoids pressure and wings a ball about 26 yards down the field to Dante Stallworth, who somehow sticks out his right hand, tips the ball back, hits him in the helmet, and continues to run.
He's very slow, though. He's very slow. The guy caught him from like 9 yards behind.
But in how he threw that pass, I mean, the guy doesn't miss. 26 to 28.
And Wes Welker dropped one right in his grill at the very end of the game. Right in his grill, which would have set up first and goal, and probably the game would have covered. Instead of being 31, they kicked the field goal. They scored the touchdown, make it 35 to 20. Probably made a difference to some people. But that was one of the two that he was incomplete, and it was right in his hands.
But every other quarterback in the league, yeah, I heard the announcer in that first game yesterday, I believe Manning was 6-for-6, and Rivers was both 6-for-6 or something right off the bat. He goes, you know how many quarterbacks in this league can't go 6-for-6 in practice? Brady, I'm just waiting for an out route and him to overthrow the guy. It never happens. He avoids pressure and hits Stallworth in stride. Stallworth sticks his hand out, and how he makes that catch, brings it back in, smacks the ball against his helmet, and somehow picks up a huge, huge play. Otherwise, that drive is stopped, and Jacksonville's got an opportunity. But they just never could answer, and any time you're getting field goals and the other team's getting touchdowns, like, you know, when they hold Jacksonville to 6 points in the second half, I believe, that's not going to cut it against that offense.
Before we go to break here, I want to let folks know that tomorrow on the show we have scheduled Nebraska women's basketball coach Connie Yorey. They could be in the rankings by the time we talk to her tomorrow. They're 2-0 in the conference, 13-3 on the season after wins last week against nationally ranked Texas and over Kansas by 20, who was 11-3 coming into that ball game. Also, Tom Hamilton will join us to talk about the River City Hunting, Fishing, RV, and Boat Expo going on this weekend at the Mac Center. And in just a moment, we're going to give you a chance to win a four-pack of tickets to that. Coming up in the second half of the show today, Nebraska basketball analyst Andy Markowski to talk about the men's team. But, Daddy, before we go to break, I must ask you, you put your curse on Baltimore, and then you put your curse on Jacksonville. There are only four teams left to choose from. Who shall you now put your curse on to root for? Is it New England? Will you put it on Green Bay?
I'm not rooting on New England. I will tell you that.
Who is the curse on now? The biggest dog, I would believe, right now would have to be San Diego to get to the Super Bowl out of these four teams. And ironically enough, we've been telling you this about 2 months ago. They put out a line in Vegas, AFC, NFC. And the AFC favored by 16 in the Super Bowl for a long, long time. It's been right around that 15, 16 and a half mark. I checked this morning. The AFC is now only favored by 13 and a half. I find that interesting with the top seed in the NFC out and New England still in. Are they worried that maybe since it's not New England and Indy, is that why it dropped a little bit? 13 and a half right now if you take the AFC. And I would have to say, if somehow it would be New England and the Giants in the Super Bowl, of course they played a good game last time, but wow, interesting. Anyway, who's your curse on?
It's got to be Green Bay.
So Green Bay now out. So the Giants will be in the Super Bowl.
Oh, would that be terrible? That would be awful.
I will definitely, we will have the show outside Monday. You will be on the corner and people can drive by with Packer gear on and throw stuff at you. That would be awesome.
You know what I got to say about that 13 and a half line and dropping? I think you got enough fans out there, NFL fans out there that are cheering for Brett Favre. I think a popularity deal, you know, sometimes that they want money on both sides of that. So you're getting the pro New England money, but then you're getting a lot of that Brett Favre money coming back the other way and people cheering for that. And that might be the reason that line has dropped 2.5 points.
Well, hey, lunch is coming up, Daddy, and where would you like to eat a little lunch? How about the Chicken Coop?
Oh, Chicken Tender Hoagie.
You can catch all your favorite sports on TV at the Chicken Coop. There's not a bad seat in the house. Featuring all the Coop's favorites, like the Chicken Feeder Appetizer, a combination of six wings, buffalo chips, onion rings, and cheese sticks. How about try their home-style pizza, like the Drunken Italian, my favorite, loaded with Italian sausage, onion, mushrooms, red peppers, marinated in amber ale, topped with heapings. Gobs of blended cheese. There's the pepper jackaroni. Can't decide. The Supreme is loaded with all your favorites. And, of course, great food and drink specials every night, whether it's on at your house or not. It'll always be better watching the big screens at the Chicken Coop in Grand Island and Kearney. We're getting into where there's football and basketball and a variety of other things going on. And, of course, when it gets to the evening time, college and pro basketball, there's so many games on. You need multiple TVs.
Doug, don't forget Keno. I'd try number 21 if I were you.
21, a winner. We'll take a break here on the Doug and Daddy Show. And as we go to break, 1-888-455-ESPN. Derek has a four-pack of tickets to the River City Hunting, Fishing, RV, and Boat Expo coming up this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at the Mac Center in Council Bluffs. If you'd like a family four-pack, call now. Caller 3 gets them on the Doug and Daddy Show.
It's that same satisfaction you got from pulling the arm off a Cabbage Patch doll.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, good times. The Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Hi, folks. This is Darrell Walter, NASCAR champion and the proud owner of a geothermal heating and cooling system from Water Furnace. You know, I learned a long time ago that to be a winner, well, you got to have the best machine and the best team. That's why my new home is heated and cooled by Water Furnace Geothermal. It's clean, reliable, economical, and here's the best part. It's made in the USA. Now, in my book, that's a winning combination. So call your local Water Furnace dealer today.
Call Fidelki Heating and Air today.
Are you for the birds? If you are, Hardware Hank has something special for your fine feathered friends. Performance Bird Food. Performance is made with all the seeds that wild birds love. Now, once you try Performance Bird Food, be ready to identify all the wild birds visiting your feeders. Hardware Hank, we are for the birds.
You got a lot more going for you with Hank's Hardware Hank. At Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac, we are expanding, but because of all the construction, we're suffering some growing pains. We need to clear some space. We are seriously out of room, and even more vehicles are on the way. We have a huge selection, so the boss told the sales team to make some space immediately. Yes, we'll soon have a bigger and better service department and a large show area to the southeast, but right now we're just out of room. Stop on by Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac and step around the mess if you have to. Chevrolet, an American revolution.
$50 worth of coupons to Godfather's Pizza of Carney, only $25. Another super deal at ESPNSuperstation.com. Go to ESPNSuperstation.com.
We'll see considerable cloud cover along with some partial sun developing during the day today with high temperatures of around 31. Winds out of the northwest will stay at 5 to 10 miles. We'll see considerable cloud cover along with some partial sun. We'll see considerable cloud cover along with some partial sun. We'll see considerable cloud cover along with some partial sun developing during We'll see considerable cloud cover along with some partial sun developing during the day today with high. We'll see considerable cloud cover.
You sick of this song yet, Daddy? I swear, it's a part of every like high school basketball team's warm-up, halftime. You know, it was good for a while.
Derek's dancing. He's... You know, of all the places we went to do football, we didn't really comment about this, but they always had this warm-up music going a lot of the places. And you know what? All the great things Ravenna does for us, they have got the worst music. Where do they find that at?
Stuff that their parents wouldn't let you listen to in the house?
What? You can't understand it, so I guess your parents let you listen to it.
Oh, boy, you're old, aren't you?
Well, just grab a guitar and just start. You just hit the guitar just as hard as you can and scream into a microphone. And then 40 minutes later, they stop and we can begin the game.
Wow.
I mean, all the great things, and I got so many positive things to say about all the people at Ravenna, and they do such a wonderful, wonderful job of us. Get a nice press box up there, and always a good group of guys up there to have some fun with us during the breaks, and good football all season long. And then
send your comments to Tony Davis in care of the Doug and Daddy Show, P.O. Box, whatever it is, 130, Kearney, Nebraska.
Hey, you usually send me to get water, Doug, and all I can say is I'll be walking by, and they'll be like, you know, some older people sitting there, and I'm going, boy, sure pretty music, huh? And every one of them's like, oh, man, I wish they would shut that off. Everybody says the same thing.
Hey, Derek, you know what happened? Every time we went to Ravenna, it was like the next Monday, problems. Daddy, the first time we were there, it was like week zero game or something, he tried to dance to the music.
That was a sight.
You know what happened?
Impingement.
There was some impingement. But, hey, you know what? It's a good thing you've got Dr. John Klingensmith to go see at 11 West 31st Street here in Kearney, 234-4940, because doctors of chiropractic spend years in chiropractic college learning to manipulate the spine. They're effective at relieving back pain because they know that long-term solutions come from taking a well-rounded approach to dealing with the problem. In fact, Daddy was ready to go for the football game the next time around. Chiropractic treatments include spinal adjustments, ultrasound therapy, electrical stimulation of the muscles, along with cardiovascular exercises. And if back pain has got you down, get up and make a visit to Dr. John Klingensmith of Klingensmith Chiropractic, 11 West 31st Street in Kearney. He's been doing it for 18 years. You'll get a caring, comprehensive approach that is sure to help you get back on your feet. Don't be in pain in 08. Feel great. Go see Dr. John Klingensmith at 11 West 31st Street in Kearney. High school basketball is coming up this week, a little bit later on in the week for our friends in Hastings on 12:30 and 15:50. But for us on ESPN 1460 tomorrow night, Kearney Catholic at Grand Island Central Catholic on Power 99 FM, we'll have St. Paul traveling to Minden for a doubleheader. Later on this week, we're going to be talking a little bit of wrestling. The Luplac Conference Wrestling Championships are coming up this Saturday in St. Paul. You'll be able to hear them live on Power 99. We've got a lot more coming on this week. We're going to talk Thursday with some of the representatives. In fact, the chair of the Division II Women's Basketball Committee, they are going to be in Kearney. There's a Loper Luncheon going on Thursday, big Loper Luncheon. They'll be there. There's some special announcements, and plus some coaches will be on hand. But we will be talking to a couple of the folks on the committee about the Division II Women's Basketball Championship coming to Kearney again, how good it was last year, and how good it can be again this year. That's coming up. Plus, Dick Turpin joins us Wednesday. when you talk outdoor. He's one of the first couple, three names you're going to talk about. He's one of the folks that will be at the RV and Hunting and Fishing Expo going on at the Mac Center this week. And speaking of that, Derek, we gave away some tickets there during the break?
Yeah, we did. Gave a couple away to Chris from Kearney, a couple to Jason from Hastings.
All right. Hey, Daddy, the Hula Bowl was Saturday. Danny Woodhead played in it. Maurice Purify played in it. Corey McEwen played in it. But nothing outstanding out of that crew.
No, I've actually got the statistics right here. Maurice Purify had one catch for 9 yards.
Did he not tell me that right before the break?
He did.
And
he
now,
did.
And
well,
now,
I wanted to make sure
he,
I was
now
right.
He's got to go back.
Well, I wanted to make sure I'm right on this. And former Chatham State running back Danny Woodhead had 3 carries for 2 yards.
Did he catch anything?
No.
No receptions?
No reception. Does not say that.
So not a whole lot there for the boys in the Hula Bowl.
Doug, interesting, we're 1 week away from the Royals Caravan coming to Kearney
as
well.
That's right. Hastings and Grand Island.
Hastings and Grand Island. Along with, we are 1 month to the day when pitchers and catchers report, actually, for Major League Baseball. I found it interesting. They got the minor league schedule of all teams, if you're interested. And a lot of people go down to Arizona or Florida, catch some minor league ball early on here. They've got all the minor league schedules for all the major league teams in the USA today. And so I found that interesting that the Royals' first workouts, February 14th, pitchers and catchers, and then full squad on February 19th. And then they play their first game, most of them, on February 27th and 28th.
So not long until we start talking baseball again. And thank God, because, you know, I just haven't heard a lot of good Red Sox-Yankee hype in a long time. I mean, it's been a while since we've heard some of that going on. Checking the rest of the world of sports before we get into the second half of the program, and Andy Markowski joins us to talk about Nebraska men's basketball here in just a little bit. Want to let you know, Daddy, Fauner Park having their final handicapping contest before the start of live racing comes up, and it's this Saturday. Reservations can be made by calling track announcer Steve Anderson, 383-0545, or assistant general manager Todd Otto, 384-4515. Featured contest track will be Oaklawn in Hot Springs, Arkansas. Contestants will get all kinds of complimentary items with their $25 entry fee. Last month's contest was a sellout, so immediate sign-up is encouraged. Cash paybacks last month, over 7 bills. That's coming up this Saturday. So find out more, contacting a track announcer Steve Anderson or assistant general manager Todd Otto at Fauner Park. Speaking of cash paybacks, Derek, we had the long drive contest at Prairie Hills, which was well-received. And, Daddy, you know, somebody stepped up and knocked the ball right through that simulator, it sounds like. The winning drive, 395 yards. What, were they hitting off a cliff?
Tony Phillips out of Pleasanton.
They playing number 9 at Iron Horse? Well, I mean, were they? Whoa, what's going on?
You know, we talked to people that were in this competition, and we talked to people actually that were just playing 18 holes. One of the people said, you know, I don't think the ball travels as well. Well, this proves that it does travel that well. I think you get the right spin on it, and you get the right trajectory. It has a lot to do with trajectory, but Tony Phillips was first. Doug Mitchell, 365 yards. Then Dave Roseberry, 352. And fourth was Greg Ernst, 329. For the women, Carly Hill, 242. Tasha Ashwig, 229. And Lori Riesland, 177. So congratulations to all those winners. I know they had a great time out there, and I know this deal continues. The popularity of this deal just continues.
8 a.m. to midnight. Come out, check out the simulator, play 18 holes with you and your friends. It's chilly outside, but now that you got the bug biting you a little bit, go out and check it out at Prairie Hills Golf and come and meet the brand new owners and operators, Curtis, Kurt, and Nick. See the new clubhouse, feel the new attitude, treating you right, just 9 miles north of Kearney on Highway 10.
Yeah, we've had all these friends during the summer say, they've got lights out here. That's why we're not home. It's, you know, 11 o'clock. Well, now you've got a place with lights. You don't even have to lie to the wife. She could be out there till midnight.
That is, what are we going to do with you? Hey, do you know the Australian Open's going on?
Just getting underway. Roger Federer's a little sick, is he not?
Sure. Andy Roddick won last night. Serena Williams a winner last night. That continues on. Of course, at this time, I think you have to. Most of that's overnight, so you get to watch late night tennis, and then they repeat it during the day on ESPN, and ESPN2, and ESPN360, and ESPNU, and ESPN.com.
ESPN Deportes.
And the Tri-City Storm, 1-2 over the weekend. What a puck to the teeth last night. They were up 1-0, shutout going midway through the third period. Omaha does tie it at 1-1, and then the puck scoots into the net as time expires. Last night, they actually marked the time of the goal at 20 minutes, and Omaha's Lancers defeat the Storm 2-1. The Storm won 5-4 in a shootout Friday, then got thumped 4-1 on Saturday, split with Chicago, the loss there. Now they're home for the next three games, including a pair of games against Ohio. Friday and Saturday, we'll be giving you a chance to win tickets coming up later this week on the Doug and Daddy Show. 13-16 right now for the Storm.
20 minutes is when the goal is marked.
That's hard to even skate to the locker room, ain't it? It's just like
sounds like home ice advantage there, doesn't it?
It's unbelievable.
Saturday night, Derek telling us a nice goalie fight.
How was the goalie fight?
Oh, the goalie fight was fantastic.
Aaron Rock's nose hurts?
It looked like he got drilled right in the nose. And from what I've heard, there it's probably not all together there. But a good goalie fight. They exchanged some good blows. I think Rock was out leading it there to begin with, but he kind of got taken down towards the end. But nonetheless, a good fight for the fans.
You've actually went to YouTube and checked out this goalie, and he's actually posted his fights on there.
Yeah, I think if I remember correctly, his name's Nick Paisolini, and yeah, apparently he doesn't get along with a lot of other goalies in the league.
What a tool.
Nick's got some anger issues.
Well, Daddy's bugging out a little early today. You've got a big day ahead of you.
Yeah, we do. We got a big junior high basketball challenge. It's a tournament challenge up there. Four teams. I don't know who the four teams are.
Where are you going?
Catholic. Sumner.
Sumner, huh? Well, you're not supposed to. It doesn't matter who the teams are. You're just officiating. It doesn't even matter what it says on the front of the back, right?
Yeah, that's right.
See you tomorrow, big fella. We'll take a break. Andy Markowski, Nebraska basketball analyst, joins us after this.
Put your arms up on the table, bend over, and spread your legs.
Quite a sight, wasn't it, sir?
A sight I'd rather not be seeing.
Blindfolds will be available at the front desk, and Doug and Daddy will be right back.
Oh, my goodness.
Wouldn't you like to be able to go back to working out or playing with your kids? Getting to family events with no pain in the same weekend? You can now with Salon Pause Medicated Patches. Their medicated patches provide fast and sustained relief right where you need it most. No more stiff neck at dinner, no more aching back in the morning, lasting relief. You can go out there and be more active with Salon Pause. You can find Salon Pause patches at major drugstores, membership warehouses, and local pharmacies.
Didn't get what you wanted for the holidays? Pick out something special at Advance Auto Parts with buy one, get one free offers like Advance Auto Parts detailing wipes. Mix or match from glass, leather, cleaning, or protected. Buy one, get one free. Save $3.68. Or Advance Auto Parts total grip oil filters. Buy one, get one free. Save $2.88. Even Champion complete fuel system cleaner. Buy one, get one free. Save $6.44. We're working harder to make our stores better than the rest.
Ready at Advance.
Hurry, sale ends January 27th. See store for details.
Winter blues got you down?
You want to find ball, I swear to God!
Do something about it. Head to Cunningham's Journal. Let them warm you up with a happy hour special like Buck 50 Wells and Domestic Longnecks. Maybe even a 225 big-ass beer would do the trick. And now, happy hour's even happier with extended hours till 8 o'clock Monday through Saturday. Join Cunningham's Tuesday and Thursday nights for beer and burgers till 8 for $3.50. That's right, burger and long neck for $3.50. That's all this winter at Cunningham's Journal. Happy hour 4 to 8 Monday through Saturday. We'll see you soon.
Ladies Workout Express is designed with you in mind, offering visible rewards in short 30-minute workouts. Fitness is a lifetime commitment, and it's their mission to make it easy for you to include a healthy exercise regime in your hectic schedule. Visit their club to see how interval circuit training can help you achieve your weight loss goals. And you can now save half just by logging on to ESPNSuperStation.com and clicking on the Super Deals icon. Get $50 worth of gift certificates for just $25 at ESPNSuperStation.com.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. So this is Tom Petty. This is what we're going to hear at halftime of the Super Bowl, huh? Exciting. Very exciting. Who do you think they'll get next year, Derek?
I have no idea. It's who knows with that thing.
They got to dig somebody up that's just... Maybe we'll just go straight country next year. We'll just go straight country.
How about Janet Jackson again? That was
well, that was revealing, if nothing else. Hey, glad you're along with us. You can email us anytime, DougAndDaddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug, spell out the word and, A-N-D, DougAndDaddy at ESPNSuperstation.com, and we'll take your emails. Don't forget to vote on the Prairie Hills Golf Poll and One question. Who do you want to see in the Super Bowl between the four teams that are left? Go to ESPNSuperstation.com for that. Well, there was a lot of hype. We talked with Alex March on the program on Friday as the Big 12 Conference saw their season open, and Nebraska went out and was defeated by third-ranked and unbeaten Kansas 79-58. And to join us to talk about it, one of the top 50 players in the history of Ord High School basketball and current analyst for the Nebraska Cornhusker men's basketball team, Andy Markowski. Good morning, Andy.
Hey, Doug. It's been 10 years since I was in that top 50 ranking, so I might have dropped a little bit. So.
I didn't refresh the computer, I'll tell you that. Well, we've talked a little bit off-air, and I guess no surprise to you about the way the game went down on Saturday. I guess just your overall impressions with Kansas. You fall in with a lot of people that believe this might be the best team in the country right now?
I do, Doug. And if you look at what you want in a team to be able to go and win six games in a tournament format, you know, you need veteran guard play, which they have that. The last 2 years, you know, I think they've been beat because they haven't had experienced backcourt players. And now those same kids are now juniors and seniors. You know, you have a wing scorer in Rush. You have three very athletic post players that not only can score but can defend. And then if you get in foul trouble, you bring Cole Aldrich, a McDonald's All-American, 6'10", 245-pound kid, off the bench. And not to mention, you have a scorer in Sharon Collins, which was a McDonald's All-American coming off your bench. So really, they have all the pieces to really go on a run. And if they don't get to a Final Four, I almost feel it's a failure of their season.
What about Nebraska now? Obviously, you can't give the same credentials there. Is Marsh the only guy that really would see any time with Kansas? I mean, that's what everybody seems to want to compare it to. Tell me a little bit about what you see out of Big Red.
Yeah, we're a ways away. Kansas is just such a different animal. You know, March, I think, could play in the front court. But, you know, outside of that, they're bigger, more athletic at every position. So I really feel it's unfair to compare Nebraska to Kansas just because, A, this is the best team they've had probably since, you know, the 1996 group, which included Jacques Vaughn and Pierce and LaFrance. And, you know, that was a fantastic group. And I think this is Kansas's best group. So to compare Nebraska to them is unfair. I do think we closed the gap from last year to this year. You know, with the exception of a couple plays, some free throw shooting, you know, that could have been a 12 to 15 point game Saturday night. Now, I really feel that's the closest we can come to them this year.
Nebraska men's basketball analyst Andy Markowski is joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. My contention all week long was don't worry about this Kansas game. I just said Nebraska's going to lose this game. Don't worry about it and move on. But now everything is crucial. Everybody wants Nebraska to get to the NCAA tournament. This is a basketball team that's only 11-3. You have to think that 20 wins is kind of that benchmark, and so that means 9 Big 12 conference wins. 3 of the next 4 are on the road, and 2 of those are Kansas and Missouri, which are going to be very difficult. Must wins the next 2 games, I would think, tomorrow at Colorado and then Saturday hosting Baylor, and Baylor's good.
Yeah, Doug, if I look at 5 games through this season that are really, really key games, and 2 of which are coming up, I look at the Colorado road game and Iowa State road game are wins that Nebraska needs to get, and 3 home games. They have to be able to beat Oklahoma, Baylor, and Missouri at home. If you win all 5 of those games, you're a legitimate NCAA tournament team. If you don't, you're probably looking at an NIT. So the next 2, you know, you got Colorado and Baylor, and then you're at Missouri. So 3 of our top 5 important games, in my mind, are coming up here through this stretch. I think we can win those games. I think the team didn't lose confidence playing Kansas. But the Colorado game Tuesday night is going to be difficult. It's a new coach. It's a Princeton-style offense, and you're only going to get short preparing period. Normally that game is going to be Saturday to Wednesday. Moving it to a Tuesday cuts into your ability to prepare for it. So that's going to be a difficult challenge.
Andy, talk about, because I noticed this last week, the schedule that Nebraska has in the Big 12 Conference. 2 of the first 4 games are against Kansas, and then 4 of the last 5 games are against the teams in the South, which, you always want to finish strong, and the South supposedly stronger than the North. When you played, did it make a difference how the games fell in the Big 12 Conference?
As a player, you know, I don't think you put much thought into it, Doug. I mean, you play a game, you know, you show up the next day for practice, and the coaching staff has a scouting report put together. But, you know, from my coaching background and as an analyst, I do think it matters. And I don't think the schedule sets up great for Nebraska in A, you know, you're already got short rest going into Colorado. And you got Kansas, you know, two of your first five games, not to mention you have Baylor and Missouri, which are a difficult test. So I don't think the schedule, from a date perspective, sets up for Nebraska. But I do think it sets up in the fact that you play at Texas and you're at A&M, which are probably going to be losses no matter if they're at home or on the road. So having them games on the road and having Baylor and Oklahoma at home sets up in terms of how your South breaks out. You know, I think the Baylor game and the Oklahoma game are very winnable at home. You put those on the road, they may be losses. So I do think it sets up from that perspective, but the timing of the schedule being on the road early and having to play the South games late doesn't favor Nebraska at all.
Nebraska men's basketball analyst Andy Markowski joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Okay, Andy, tell me, let's dig a little deeper into this Husker team. March is the star. Doug and Duro, everybody is saying, is the kid that's been on the rise. Where does Nebraska have to get better if they're going to compete the rest of the way in the Big 12?
Well, you can't have your two wings go scoreless like they did in the Kansas game. My day, Doug and Duro, Zach Henry didn't have a basket. So they need more consistent play from their wings. I was really happy with the progression of Cookie Miller, the freshman point guard. I mean, anytime you start a freshman at your point guard position, you're going to have inconsistency. But as of late, you know, he has really put consistent games together. He doesn't have to score a lot. He just has to get him into their offense. But without Mark, you know, getting 20 points, Doug and Durrell must be productive, and Anderson has to be productive. Those three kids, if they do not have offensive games, we can't score enough points to win. So I think the pressure does go to the newcomer in the day, Doug and Durrell, because for the most part, Anderson and Marge have played in the games that they've needed to play, meaning the Oregon game, you know, the Rutgers game, the Arizona State game. They've been productive. So the Doug and Durrell kid has to be in double figures for this team to have a chance to be in postseason play.
Compare this team under Doc Sadler through the Barry Collier era and how good this team is. A lot of people, including the folks on this show, you know, ribbing this schedule, although they did beat Rutgers, they did beat, you know, Arizona State at home. They got the nice win over Oregon in Omaha, almost overtime game that they came back at Western Kentucky and came up short. So the games that they have played against some notable competition, they have played strong in, but how good is this team? Is this one of the better teams lately?
Well, yeah, I think they have all the components to be successful, and they're not overly talented, Doug. You know, when Coach Stadler put that schedule together, you know, he had nine new kids coming into his program, and when you're sitting there in the spring not knowing what you have, I don't fault him for maybe putting a few more cupcakes on the schedule and you know, wins that you knew you were going to get just because he was a little uncertain. So this team is much improved. I think this is an NIT team, for sure. I think, you know, with the development and some consistent play from some of the newer players, you know, I think they could be 8-8, 9-7 in the conference season, and that puts you right on the bubble. Now, you know, you're going to need to get a couple key resume wins, and that is to be determined. But I do think the program is progressing. Coach Sadler has upgraded the athleticism. He's upgraded the talent from Coach Collier's regime. And they've added a couple of recruits that will continue to progress in that direction. Now, you know, to sit there and say this is an absolute NCAA tournament team, you know, I played on a great 21 team my senior year with Cookie Belcher, Vincent Hamilton, the player of the year, and we couldn't get in the tournament. So that's a tough challenge, and I don't know if they're at that stage yet, but, you know, there's 15 more games to play to position themselves to get to the tournament. So I guess we'll wait and see.
Do you think, finally, Andy, because you kind of touched on what my next question was going to be about getting to the NCAA tournament, that seems to be right now what all the casual Nebraska basketball fan wants to know. Are the fans starting to come back? Is there interest again in Nebraska basketball, which seemed to wane a little bit under Coach Collier and obviously at the end of the Danny Nee era?
Absolutely. I think if just being to the games, Saturday's atmosphere was the best I've seen it in the Devaney Center in a long time. And, you know, if people out west haven't seen this team play, they're Coach Sadler, he's recruited athletic kids. You know, they play fundamentally sound basketball, and they just play their tails off. They're a fun group to watch, and if you have the chance to interact with Coach Sadler, I think he's getting a large following because he's a good guy, he's a likable guy, and I think people are wanting to come out and see what he's about. So I do think it's gaining momentum. You know, Saturday, I don't think it did anything to lose that momentum. It would have been nice to be competitive well in the second half, which the game wasn't. But, you know, you have Baylor coming up here this Saturday, and it would be fantastic. You know, to me, that's the biggest game of these three. You have to be able to beat Baylor because they're an NCAA tournament team, and that's a resume win. So hopefully the fans will come out and have a chance to see this team play.
All right, Andy, have a safe trip out to Colorado, and best of luck. Thanks for giving us some time today on the Doug and Daddy Show.
Well, thanks for having me on. Take care, Doug.
Take care. Andy Markowski, men's basketball analyst for the Nebraska Cornhuskers, joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Had a couple emails here we want to get to before the end of the program. One of those says, John, hi, guys. Could someone please tell me the exact moment in history where the Kearney area was not considered Big 12 territory anymore? How do you explain the fact that for the third year in a row, this area cannot see the Big 12 Conference basketball television package? Everywhere else in the state can get it. Omaha, Lincoln, even North Platte on either an ABC or Fox affiliate. Even Grand Island can get it by seeing Lincoln's ABC station, which is, Channel 8. I was excited on Saturday when programming said Altitude was going to carry the games, but of course they blacked the games out because we're supposed to see them on ABC or Fox. Does MTV really have to show old, boring movies on Saturday afternoons instead? It didn't matter as much last weekend, but Nebraska is supposed to be on 7 times yet this season, games we can't get. Not all of us live in places where we can get satellite dishes. No wonder few people will get behind Doc's crew. I suppose if this were football, there would be criminal investigations going on by now. John and Carney. You know, that was the same question we got last year. I don't have an explanation. I don't know why Carney does not fall into the overlapping bubbles of every place else. For a while, we did get KLKN Channel 8, and then that's been quite a while since it's been gone. John, I have no answer. I know we went into this last year, same explanation, and if someone's got an explanation, be more than glad to hear it. 1-888-455-ESPN. You can email us, DougAndDaddy@ESPNSuperstation.com. Also have some email here that says, Daddy, please don't bother us Packers. We'll get to that after this on the Doug and Daddy Show.
Central Nebraska's ESPN radio superstation with the Doug and Daddy Show, where their motto is,
if you can't be an athlete, be an athletic supporter.
When it comes to watching sports in HD, you need a game plan. Let me break it down. You need your franchise player. Let's say a DLP HD TV. What that brings to the playing field is millions of tiny mirrors that deliver all the fast-paced action without all the motion blur. And in tight third down situations, DLP's 200 trillion colors always come through. Oh, and the big plays? Nobody does big better than DLP HD TVs. Sharp, no matter how big the screen. DLP HD TV. Millions of tiny mirrors make the picture amazing.
This is the sound of a day in motion, of people with places to go, things to do, of play dates, of running errands, and walking the dog. This is life, happening, with or without a cold, and it's brought to you by Vicks DayQuil. For the help you need to power through your day, get the non-drowsy, multi-symptom relief of Vicks DayQuil, because cold or no cold, the day must go on. Use as directed for cold flu relief.
More exciting high school sports action is coming up this week, and here's where you can catch it. On ESPN 1460, Tuesday night, it's a Tri-City battle from Grand Island as the Central Catholic Crusaders host Kearney Catholic, girls at 6:15, the boys at 8. On Friday, Kearney High will host Lincoln Southeast in a doubleheader getting underway at 6, and Saturday, Kearney Catholic will host Gothenburg beginning at 4. On Power 99 FM, Tuesday, St. Paul is at Minden, and Thursday, Elwood is at Overton. It's high school sports this week.
Hi, I'm J.W. Hart, the Ironman of the Professional Bull Riders. You're listening to the ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 AM.
We'll see considerable cloud cover along with some partial sun developing during the day today with high temperatures of around 31. Winds out of the northwest will stay at 5 to 10 miles. We'll see considerable cloud cover along with some partial sun. We'll see considerable cloud cover along with some partial sun. We'll see considerable cloud cover along with some partial sun developing during the day. We'll see considerable cloud cover along with some partial sun developing during the day today with high. We'll see considerable cloud cover.
Evidently, it's going to be cloudy today. Sorry about that, gang. Evidently, our weather eye guy was a little more bummed out than I was. He's still on the scotch. Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Doesn't matter who you're rooting for when it comes to football, because whether you win or lose, you know that in 2008, you can always be a winner with Dynagro, the right seed, the right source. New for 2008, the 57 V98 Yield Guard Triple and 56 K87 from Roundup. Outstanding, consistent yield with stock and roots and new genetics package. And benchmark hybrid in a zone with very good east-to-west movement across the Corn Belt. Also, the 57 V77, new genetics and a 112-day yield guard, VT triple and yield guard corn boar hybrid. Extremely high yield potential from a medium-tall plant with semi-upright leaf angles. They have got so much that has been proven as winners. They are sweeping the state. They are the place to be. Dynagro, check it out today, because the right seed and the right source is what you need for 2008. They will get you hooked up. Talk to one of their many representatives at Dynagro, the right seed, the right source. They want to talk to you today. In fact, Daddy says he's thinking about planting Dynagro, and he's not even a farmer. Contact Dynagro Dave, Dynagro Lauren, Dynagro Charlie, any of them. They'll get you set up today at 627-4439-237-5194. More information from Dynagro. They are the one to plant in 2008. Daddy, come on! Be nice to us Packer fans and stay off the bandwagon. Please root for the Giants or Pats. Since there is still some snow, I am heading out to make up a batch of snowballs and throw them in the freezer. If the Packers lose, I will expect to see you on the corner with the bullseye on, because I will be the first in line to take a shot at you. Seriously, go ahead. Climb on the wagon. Packer fans are very welcoming and love to show folks that the Packers are the real America's team. All right, easy, Jeff. This may be the first day I will listen to Stephen A. Smith's show with glee to hear him eat crow over his Seahawks choke job. I have decided I would not say anything about the Jessica Simpson vacation thing, possibly causing a distraction, and that perhaps Tony Casanova Romo might want to concentrate on football until the season is over. So I won't bring that up. Well, thanks, Jeff. Appreciate that. Go Pack, go. Jeff Carney. That's nice.
Wow. You know, that'll take a lot out of you sitting on a beach with Jessica Simpson.
Yeah, evidently. Couldn't do anything but throw off the back foot all night long. Nice job, buddy. Really appreciate it. Hey, just a couple of thoughts to throw out there. Hey, Philip Rivers, I know you're probably taking some grief in the stands from Indy fans, but don't act like Ryan Leaf, all right? Because you already kind of look like him. So don't get all spout off and, you know, cocky here. You know, show a little professionalism. It's okay to yell at him once in a while, but don't go seek him out for the third or fourth time. And was Marvin Harrison a distraction to the Colts yesterday? They seem to play well without him, and to bring him back after all this time, I mean, you have to think Marvin Harrison is somebody you want on the field, and I'm not even talking about the fumble. It's a great catch. He got hit, his elbow hit into his hip, the ball pops loose. That happens. It's going to happen. And maybe they didn't go to him enough in that ball game yesterday, but I will say this. It's unfortunate. The Colts and the Chargers play 10 times. The Colts are going to win 8. Obviously, 2 times the Chargers are going to win, and one of those was yesterday. In case you missed it, of course, the Chargers are a 14.5 to 15-point underdog currently in Vegas, while Green Bay is a 7-point favorite over New York. Unbelievable, but we have got the New England-San Diego AFC Championship game, which goes at 2 o'clock on Sunday, and then Green Bay Giants, which kick off at 5:30. You'll be able to hear the doubleheader right here on ESPN Radio. The Super Bowl coming up on the 3rd, also coverage right here on ESPN Radio, and that goes at about 5:20 in the afternoon. Checking out the poll questions so far. Derek, what do we got on the Prairie Hills Golf poll in one question? Who do you want to see in the Super Bowl?
Looks like a lot of people liking the Packers and Patriots, or the Patriots and the Giants right now.
So they want to see the Patriots in there. Hey, we want to thank Andy Markowski, Husker men's basketball analyst, for joining us on the Doug and Daddy Show today. Tomorrow, Tom Hamilton from the River City RV, Boat, Hunting, Fishing Expo coming up this weekend. And Nebraska women's basketball coach Connie Urie joins us tomorrow as well on the Doug and Daddy Show. Have a great one, everybody. We'll see you tomorrow.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over!